Today, the world learned about a relic from the beginnings of the solar system. NASA released images of Saturn's moon Phoebe. The Cassini spacecraft snapped these pictures 10 days ago on its final approach to Saturn. The images may be a taste of what's to come as Cassini starts a 4-year mission to explore Saturn. And NPR's Richard Harris reports the photos reveal Phoebe is a complex and puzzling chunk of ice and rock.
If you'd asked astronomers to describe Phoebe about a month ago, you wouldn't have learned a lot. They knew Phoebe was in a far-out orbit beyond Saturn, traveling in the opposite direction from Saturn's other moons. They knew it was a round, lumpy object with spots, and they knew that Phoebe contained some water ice. Today, NASA released some dramatic new images taken by Cassini as it flew past Phoebe. Peter Thompson from Cornell University pointed out not only craters, but fine streaks on the surface, even individual boulders.
The largest boulder here casting the big shadow is about 300 meters across. That would squash the Rose Bowl and most of the surrounding parking blocks pretty well.
So Phoebe is geologically quite complex. That's one sign that Phoebe is not simply an asteroid that got captured by Saturn's eons ago. Instead, the geology suggests a much more interesting history for this object. Other instruments on Cassini measured temperature, density, and chemical properties. Bonnie Baratti says the biggest surprise here is that Phoebe's surface contains carbon dioxide, CO2.
This means that Phoebe is definitely not an asteroid. It did not form in the asteroid belt because we don't see CO2 in the asteroid belt. It formed someplace in the outer solar system beyond the orbit of Jupiter.
Other observations bolster that case. Another instrument found plenty of water ice on Phoebe. That's also typical of objects from the outer solar system. And planetary scientists have now determined that the moon is more dense than water, but not nearly as dense as solid rock.
So that already tells us we're dealing with a mixture of ice and rock.
Torrence Johnson is a planetary scientist at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. He says that fits in with the presumed history of Phoebe as an object that was at loose in the outer solar system about 4 billion years ago.
We believe at that time the outer solar system was full of Phoebes. We believe Phoebe is a good example of the fundamental building blocks of the planets out there, a icy, rocky planetesimal.
Most of those icy planetesimals were long ago swept up into Saturn and other giant planets in the outer solar system, or they may have been ejected out into the loose band of material that orbits out far beyond Pluto, called the Kuiper Belt.
Fortunately for us, Phoebe decided to hang around, probably captured by gas drag into the forming Saturn, and it's been sitting there ever since in the outskirts of the Saturn system, sort of a frozen time capsule, just waiting for Cassini to come along and open it up.
The science team is still hard at work to decipher the information they gathered during Cassini's flyby of Phoebe. In particular, they're still struggling to identify a mystery material that's on the moon's surface. If all goes well, the science teams will soon be overwhelmed with new views of Saturn's rings. They'll also get the first close-up of an even more intriguing moon, Titan. Titan promises to be a world unto itself, with a thick atmosphere, land, and possibly even an ocean of liquid hydrocarbons. Details to come next week. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.